Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot happening on the show today. Oh, by the way, out of nowhere, yesterday, all sorts of rumors about Giannis, where he's going to be going. Once you start those conversations and it goes public, you're having those chats in the middle of the season, we know where that road is going to lead. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when and where Giannis will be playing maybe the rest of his career. At least that's what his next landing spot will be. We'll be talking about that throughout the show as well. Dallas, Detroit for Thursday night football. It is week 14. I want to say it's already week 14, but man, it's been a slog. It feels like it's been a slog. I'm ready. Let's get close. We're right there with the college football playoff. We've got one more week, and then we're going to have our final bracket. We were just discussing that and why Sam likes Texas Tech, and I'm right there with him. Feels like we got a long way to go still in the NFL, but people want to act like this is it. This is going to decide the playoffs. We'll see. It might, but it is a massive game. Dallas, Detroit. Both of them played on Thanksgiving, so they do have a full week. It's not one of these Thursday situations where it's a short week, quick turnaround. That is not the case for either of them since they go from Thursday to Thursday. The Lions are a 3-point home favorite. With these two offenses, you better believe that it is a high total, 54.5. 54 and the hook is the number. On the Dallas side, the offense has been phenomenal all season long. No changes there. Things have changed on the defensive side. For Detroit, it's been very up and down for this team. And right now, the injury front is straight up ugly, man. It is. Amon-Ra St. Brown, injured on Thanksgiving. We don't know if he's going to go. He is listed as questionable. Laporta, still out. Their other tight end, Brock Wright, is out. They're down to their third tight end. And Sam, the offensive line is in bad shapes. And this is a defense that has been injured all year. Like, there were guys that they were waiting on to return, just haven't returned. And more injuries have piled up. And then you look at this offensive line. Decker, the left tackle, questionable. Glasgow, the center, questionable. The right tacker, Penei Sewell, also listed as questionable. So I understand why this number is 54.5, but you might be without your number one receiver and three starting offensive linemen on Detroit.
Not going to overthink it. Going to bet Dallas, +3. Just take the points. I don't see why that's a stupid bet. Their defense is healthy. / formidable, you know, getting Quinn and Williams up front changes a lot of things. And I know they haven't, you know, faced the toughest schedule last couple of games, but you watch that game on Thanksgiving, Kansas City can't move the ball, right? Kansas City can't run the ball. I like Dallas in the game. I'm going to bet the 3. I don't know why I'm waiting, honestly. Haven't pulled the trigger yet, but at +3, -110, that's a bet for me. It just is.
Yeah. So I was thinking a lot about this Quinnen Williams addition over the last 3 games. And you're right. They haven't lost with Quinnen Williams. They went from being in the basement to now, they're, I don't know if it's a good defense, but it's not an embarrassment, right? Like, there are some things, it's a small sample, but there are some things when you look at with Quinnen Williams, like, whoa, that's big. He's had five pressures, at least five, in all three of the games that he's played. And then you look at, you know, they were hanging around Cincinnati. Don't forget that. When we're playing September, October, this defense was near the Bengals. That's how bad they were. And now it's like, whoa, okay. EPA per rush, they're top 10 since adding Quinnen Williams with a few games. I talked about the pressures. Amazing stat that I saw earlier this morning. When Quinnen Williams is on the field for the Cowboys, their defense has the number one pressure rate in the NFL. Number one. Three games, but when he's on the field, they're number one. When Quinnen Williams is off the field, they're last in the NFL. Like, he truly changes everything. Is he going to do it again? And it looks like he's going to be going up against a beat-up offensive line. If all the starters are out there, they're not going to be 100%. And there's also a chance where he's facing off against backups. I don't know. We're probably going to find that out for sure 90 minutes before the game. But I understand why you're there on the Cowboys. You have the great offense, and now the defense is respectable. I think that's a good way to put it. It's a respectable defense. Here's one reason. I figured you'd be on Dallas. The only thing that had me thinking, maybe he won't be on Dallas. Did you see the look ahead last week?
Six.
That's a move. But like, we're going over reasons why it moved. Sometimes you have overreaction. And in this situation, basically we're saying maybe it's not overreaction. And I'll give you another reason that will support your Dallas. I'm not even on the Cowboys, I'll be honest with you. But something else that I saw, I'm like, oh, that's another reason to back the Cowboys. This Lions defense plays the highest rate of man coverage in the league. Dak destroys man. Dak and Lamb and Ferguson and Pickens, they destroy it. Destroy it. The only pushback I would say is it's your Lions off a loss spot. It's Goff. It's Campbell off a loss. But I keep thinking back to some of the bad spots where Goff has looked bad over the years, including this season. Pressure. If Quinnen Williams is creating pressure, if he's freeing other guys up on that defensive line and they're getting to that quarterback like they had the last few games with him, it could be a bad night for Mr. Goff with a hobbled offensive line, certainly compromised, and without his number one receiver, we think. And then your number one option on the outside is now Jameson Williams.
So I'm logged in right now to BetMGM. I have Dallas money line, and I'm trying to figure out which receiver to buckle that with. The books are not stupid. They know you're going to bet this. So they've got Lamb right now plus 110 anytime. Pickens plus 120. So they're all over it. They're aware that you're going to bet it. But, you know, a CD Lamb and a Cowboy money line combo is plus 270. I don't think that's a bad bet, but understand that Vegas isn't stupid. BetMGM isn't stupid. They see the total, 54.5, and they know you're going to bet touchdowns. So you're not getting a bargain on CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens anytime. You're just not. But if you combine it with, say, Dallas Moneyline, we can kind of kick that thing up price-wise.
I mentioned Goff Campbell off a loss, 22-9 against the spread. They've won 14 in a row. Coming off a loss, and that is the case right here. That defense looked ugly, giving up 31 points against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. When we were talking to Nate Collins, and this game was brought up, like, you see the former player in him come out. Like, it's right there for you. Like, he's so disgusted, and many players are, with the fourth down stuff. When you fail, and you go again, and you fail, and you go again, and you fail. Last three games, the Lions are 0-7 on fourth down. Part like me, I want to say, well, that's not going to continue. We've seen them convert at a much higher rate, but the situation changes. Dan Campbell's calling plays. not Ben Johnson. I don't know that there's going to be them going back to form. Not quite sure. 0-for-7 last three games on fourth down. Ugly. Do you think the loser of this game misses the playoffs?
Yes. This is a play-in game for me. Whoever wins has a great chance. Whoever loses is dead. You can't lose to the Cowboys. If you're Detroit right now and you're 7-5 and you lose at home, it's over.
You lose, you're 7-6. You are tied with Carolina for the 10 seed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And then you've got Dallas moving up. So Dallas jumps you. Now they're up to the 8. Good spot. It's 7-5-1. They're one spot out. The problem is, like, hey, San Francisco, you're going to lose some games. Who's going to lose some games? That's going to be brutal, man. You look at the wild card spots in the NFC right now, Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco. Doesn't mean that's going to be the case. It might end up being Chicago instead of Green Bay in the wild card spot, but that's brutal. Man, the Cowboys have an outside chance of catching the Eagles. Maybe the Eagles end up being in a wild card spot, but yeah, I think I said maybe people are going to be overreacting, that there's a lot of time left. But you're right. Just given the standings and where they are, and San Francisco has the last wild card spot at the moment with a 9-4 record, you're probably right. Loser leaves town.
If you look at the Bears' schedule, they're 9-3 right now. Great. Awesome. They could lose 4 out of 5 down the stretch. They could. Mm-hmm. Green Bay. At San Fran, home against Detroit, final game of the season. Now, you're probably going to beat Cleveland, especially if it's Watson or if it's Shadur or Tim Couch or Kelly Holcomb or whoever the hell they're going to roll out their quarterback, right? But look, there's a world where they could lose 4 or 5, and then they're 10-7. Is that good enough? Probably, but there's a world where it's not. If you're looking for a team to fall, like if the Bears get blown out by the Packers and the line says not great because Green Bay is almost a touchdown favorite, you lose that game, then the doubt starts to creep in. And a 10-7 in the NFC, I don't know if that's good enough. I don't. Like, we've seen some 10-win teams miss the playoffs. Maybe 10-7 is not good enough. Maybe you got to win 11 in the NFC this year.
Wow. Tough deal. I would think that Gibbs is going to be involved heavily in the passing game. I want to see if the room is there. I could see the room getting there, but you also start to take a look at these prop numbers. They know, Sam. They know. Receptions for Gibbs, 4.5, juiced -155 to the over. That's the best price that you can find, -155 over 4.5. Receiving yards is up there as well, 34.5. That is juice. So then you got to, if you don't want to deal with all that juice, got to go up to 36.5, 37.5, 39.5 at the green book. So I think Goff, if the Cowboys are getting pressure, he's going to be looking for Gibbs, like, somewhere. And, you know, the tight end, we're down to tight end number 3 for him. So it could be a rough night for Goff. Paul, what do you have on this one? So it kind of lines up with everything you guys have said, right? All the weapons that are hurt in the passing game, banged up offensive line. If Detroit wins, how do they do it? On the ground. Don't they do what the Bears just did to the Eagles? Like, you got to take that approach. Like, that's what I'm looking at. Like, I know you mentioned Gibbs. I'm thinking, now look, the Cowboys have been a lot better against the run in the last 3 weeks, last month. But I think if I'm Dan Campbell, it's feed these running backs. I'm like, heavy dose of Montgomery, Gibbs as well. And you just keep coming at them on the ground, especially
get it moving forward.
Your game plan.
Get the O-line moving forward. Give them some confidence. Yes. Let's get on the board here.
Yeah. Like, don't – you don't like want to have to back up against Quinn Williams and all these other guys in third and seven, third and eight. Like, just run the ball and try and run it down their throats at home. That's – again, if there's – you know, Detroit is a three-point favorite. If they're going to win, I think that's how you do it. And that could also point to the under. Like, I don't want to buy – I don't want to take the under in this game. But I'm –
Nope.
Yeah. No, I'm good. But I think, again, I want to see where the room is at, too. But I'm thinking running back props for Detroit.
The room will decide a lot, for sure. How about Montgomery to score, minus 110?
Sure. I'm thinking, so this is actually where I started. I'm thinking Montgomery game. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes. Yeah. I can see it.
Campbell's been talking about this for weeks. How much usage did he get this past Thursday?
It was 8 carries for 32 and a touchdown. I mean, they definitely gave it to him inside the five.
Dude, he keeps talking about it, and he's not following through once they get into the game. Now, some of that has been game script, right? They were trailing against the Giants pretty much all game, as ridiculous as that sounds. They're trailing against the Packers throughout, and then they couldn't really get to it. But, yeah, he didn't do – he didn't do anything in that Giants game, right?
It's 5 for 18. Numbers. Nah. Eagles 6 for 27. Yeah. He's fresh. He's fresh.
Give you that. Yeah. At some point.
Montgomery Moon tonight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where I'll get talked off it. When the room comes Montgomery over, then I'm out.
The room is not doing that.
The room's going to do Montgomery receiving yards or receptions.
Mm-hmm.
Over 2.5 catches.
Yeah.
Minus 180.
Yep. I know. Who's the tight end tonight for the Lions? I saw people mentioning that. Like, that's the play.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be room for sure.
Ross Dwelly.
Yeah. He got a target in the red zone last week. I will say that.
Right.
He definitely did.
Bite me. No chance.
That's what the WGR guys are going to tell me. Ross Dwelly. All right. More coming up on the NFL. Joe O, Sammy P. This is BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.